why JV's on the court. Like, seriously. I don't even understand at this point.
What is his role?
He's supposed to be offensive big, you know, post big, and he never does that anymore. It's just not a thing for him, right? Rebounding, not a thing. That's just not a thing. It's supposed to be his thing, not a thing anymore. Welcome to the Tip of the Tower podcast, where we get angry about Jonas Valanciunas.
Oh, it's not just about JV tonight, buddy. Oh man, tonight was tonight. I felt like I literally rewatched last year's playoff series.
Yeah, but with more JV, because JV was injured last year.
Man, there's only one matchup he can play in this series. And Tristan Thompson scored his buckets easy tonight. JV was kind of floating around out there at times. I mean, not to just pick on him, because let's get this straight. There's a lot more issues than just Jonas Valanciunas. But again, he does not have a place in this series.
No, like, he actually should legit be playing 0 minutes in the game.
Like, there's a couple guys that should be playing 0 minutes, to be honest.
He should not, like, there's just no point in playing him at all. Just none. Zero. Like, there just isn't. I would rather see, I'm serious, I would rather see Jakob Poeltl on the floor as, like, the backup center. Right.
He's more mobile. Cavs, no matter what, even if, like, Jonas is wreaking havoc underneath the bucket, they're just going to roll him out into space. They're going to run a pick and roll with his guy. They're going to get him out into space in front of the elbow there, and he's going to do what? He's going to be on skates.
Yeah.
And it's just not going to go well.
Dude, I don't know why it's so much more visceral than it was like 2 days ago when we were recording before. I'm just like, I don't think JV really has a spot. And now it's just like, it's so obvious. So, so obvious. And like,
I can tell you why, to be honest.
Go ahead.
This is like, the Raptors have been preparing for over a year for this specific matchup. Think about that. Mm-hmm. Over a year they've been preparing for this one team, and they shit the bed again. So it feels like a wasted year, wasted time. And to be honest, a lot of fans tonight were saying, even, you know, you might as well tank until LeBron retires. And I get that's an extreme.
Right.
That's an absolute extreme. That's like a quitter's attitude. But I get the frustration behind it.
I was there, and then you talked me out of it, man. Remember, I think it was the beginning of the season last year. I was there.
I'll talk you out of it again.
And I'm close to being there again, man.
All right, let me say something positive then for you, at least for you, because there's not much positives out of this game. To be honest, there's a lot of things that we expected, that if the Cavs did it, this is exactly how they would do it, and that's exactly what we saw tonight.
Yeah.
However, John Schumann tweeted out this: after tonight, the Raptors are plus 58 in 141 minutes with Norman Powell on the floor. They're minus 65 in 195 minutes without Powell on the floor. That's all in this postseason.
Yeah, they need him, man. They need him.
They can't be playing JV.
They just can't. They can't play him. And they can't really play Powell when, like, I rewatched the game, and you can
good
play.
For you. I feel bad for you. Good for you.
When I was watching it, and I was watching, like, when JV, or not JV, when Norman Powell can play, it's when LeBron is at the four. So, like, when Kevin Love isn't on the court. And actually, no, it's just when LeBron is at the four. Kevin Love can be playing the center, but it's just, like, those, when LeBron moves up a position, then there's just, like, shooters on the court, right? Like, the thing that's preventing Norman Powell from being in the starting lineup is somebody has to guard Kevin Love, and somebody else has to guard LeBron, and then somebody else has to be the center. So, like, it's just, like, the logistics of it just doesn't allow for him to be in the starting lineup, unless you're going to bench DeMar DeRozan. So, when LeBron's at the four, you just got, like, that Darren Williams, Kyrie Irving, Kyle Korver. Like, those are, like, the bottom half of the starting five. And then you got LeBron, and then you got Tristan Thompson or Kevin Love. And then now you can play Powell, because, like, he's not going to get posted up by Kyle Korver. You know, Darren Williams isn't going to, like, roast him 1v1.
He's boo-boo. That guy's sorry.
Right? So it's just, like, that's when he can play. And that's, like, he was playing during those minutes, right? Like, the Lowry plus bench. And, like, they were killing the Cavs. Like, that's how they came back into the game in the second quarter.
Here's the thing. I'm almost comfortable just letting them. Actually, you know what? I don't even think they would do it. To be honest, like, if we start Norman Powell, yes, he has to cover Kevin Love, or DeMar DeRozan does. But I don't even think the Cavs would abandon their base offense to just throw it into Kevin Love in the post every time. And if they did, I'll welcome that. Because we saw what happens when they play their base offense tonight. It kind of turned into Showtime Lakers a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't even think they would do that. So, yeah, start Norm.
It started like that, the Showtime Lakers.
Oh, when man, right off the backboard right away. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
that kidding was, me? That's I mean, LeBron was going to chug a beer pretty much on the sideline there.
Yeah, man.
Frankly, he could have played with a beer in one hand tonight and probably still racked up stats.
Then they were playing like it was like a party at the queue. Even though it got close at some points, like the off the backboard, the beer thing, like there was that.
I think the Raptors are a joke, man.
There was that point where like LeBron like left hand passed it to Tristan Thompson. Tristan Thompson did like a spin and then he passed it to Kyrie in the corner and he hit a three. Like it was nuts, man. And it's not really like you can see the ink. You can see the times where the Raptors are like, oh man, they can like really really hang with the Cavs, right? Like they go on like the 10-0 run or 19-3 run. And then they just, like, you know, JV gets put back in the lineup, and then we just, you know, everything falls apart.
Well, you go back to last year and now this year, and you look at the four games they've played in Cleveland. They've all been the same. They get behind. They're trying to play catch-up. They cut into the lead with a nice run. Cavs pull away again, and then they never look back. So in those four games, the Raptors have lost by 31, 19, 38, and 11.
Mm-hmm.
These games are never close. They're going to be close for a hot minute. That's about it.
I know. This one was the only reason why this one was close is because of garbage time. I mean, like, it was 11.
They stopped playing defense in the second half. They had no interest in defense.
Yeah, that's absolutely true, man.
Where do you want to start? Do you want to start with the bench unit, with the Cavs bench unit, or do you want to pick on some of the Raptors guys that were struggling? Because there's a lot to dissect there, too.
I just want
the Cavs bench unit did some interesting things.
I just want JV off the court. No more JV.
Hey, we're not even going to bring that up anymore.
I want 0% JV. I want it gone. I want it over. He's not providing any value. Just get him out of
here. Casey cannot deploy the same vanilla lineup.
Yo, remember during like the past 2-3 years, we're like, man, get JV in the lineup. JV and B2. Now we're just like, I want him gone. I don't want to see his face on the court anymore. He's on the bench.
To be fair.
His role now is a towel waiver. That's all he does. For this team.
Done deal.
Okay, because he can't play against the Warriors, and he can't play against the Cavs. He's doing nothing for the Raptors anymore. It doesn't make any sense in playing him. I'm getting so angry at this now.
Likewise, but to be fair, think about how much the game of basketball has evolved in the past 2 to 3 years. I know that's a very, it's kind of a hollow statement to make, but seriously, when you think about it, this game has changed a lot in the past 2 to 3 years.
You're right. You're right, and
not trying to justify, you know, not take the blame off of JV here.
It's not his fault, but like it's kind of his fault because, I mean, it's not his fault that he's born this way, right? But it just doesn't work. It's just not an effective NBA player anymore. It's just not.
All right, I'm gonna swerve this topic of JV because I feel like we'll be here.
Okay,
it's madness.
Okay,
it's literally like a dark place, and we're just keep punching the wall. The Cavs bench unit with LeBron and his shooters, I'll mm-hmm. call them that, or his pupils, you know. Mm-hmm. Some are referring to him as – I'm not going to say it. Never mind. The bump screens they run, man, that was giving the Raptors fits. Mm-hmm. They were a little – it's kind of like just like – it's not even a set screen. It's just kind of like a little rub play. And they were doing it at will to get just open looks. It's perfectly legal. You just got to play more physical. And for whatever reason, the Raptors did not want to match that intensity tonight. Why? I mean, can you explain it to me? I know you noticed it too. They didn't give a damn.
It's hard whenever he's doing those screens because that's either you got to make a decision to switch or to go over, right? And if you're gonna like if your primary defender is gonna go over, I mean, you could go underneath the screen, but then you know the secondary defender has to be like he has to kind of be out of the way so he can go underneath the screen, so it gives space for LeBron to make the pass. So it's just hard. It's super, super tough to defend, and I can't even – you just got to switch it, man. But he's doing that with, like, Kyle Lowry or Kojo's dude, right? And that's just a post-up.
Yeah, it's very smart what they're doing. But at the same time, I think given the Raptors situation, you know it's going to be difficult to defend. Make a decision to go over top or underneath. Don't sit still. A lot of times tonight they got caught flat-footed, and at times we even saw them bumping into each other.
Yeah, what is that, dude?
Like, numerous times tonight. I mean, they got to be more aggressive. Just – take chances.
Man, it doesn't make any sense. How are you bumping into each other on defense, man? Like, isn't this the whole point of the defense to be on a string? It's just like, who is the ventriloquist here? And like, the person's like all thumbs. Is it Milhouse? Milhouse from the Simpsons? I don't know.
Felt like it. Another guy that was bad tonight on defense, too. It wasn't just JV. DeMar DeRozan. His D was...
He's always bad, though.
I know, but tonight was like, god damn, man. Tonight was glaringly bad. I'm not expecting him to play over the top, world beater, you know.
Right. I mean, there was, they had him and Powell on the court at the same time, and he found himself against LeBron. And that was a disaster. Like, just unmitigated disaster. I think it was like three times he hit, LeBron had him on the right block, and just... He, like, crab dribble, spin move, dunk, crab dribble, spin move. Yeah. Like, spin move the same way two times in a row, dog. He beat him both times.
I was just about to say to you, I think he was trying to teach him. It was like a teaching point, you know, where you're like, I'm going to go to the right. So you should probably drop your foot here and do this. And he's like, okay. And LeBron just still does it and scores.
Like, the first time it was a dunk, and then the second time he got fouled because, like, DeMar DeRozan was too slow on it. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. Like, he's just not paying attention on defense, man. He just wants to score. He's just there to score. I mean, at least he was scoring. You know?
Yeah.
At least he was
scoring. I mean, Kyle Lowry looked good tonight, too, for what it's worth. But...
Yeah, the others,
problem, man, with that.
The others on offense, that's an issue now.
Just about to say. The problem with that is something we alluded to on the preview podcast. They literally just gave the Raptors the Lance Stevenson, Tony Allen treatment tonight. They forced the ball out of DeRozan and Lowry's hands and said, hey, get somebody else to beat us.
Two-Pat.
Ibaka got hot in the second quarter, man. But aside from that...
Yeah, Ibaka was playing well,
I think you're going to say Two-Pat.
Two-Pat.
So you take that, because I'll parade that. I'll rip the mic apart right now.
Two-Pat needs to either... Like, when he catches the ball, he immediately... It's just like the Warriors. You dribble, shoot, or pass immediately. He likes to get the ball, like, fake pass, pump fake... No. Okay. I want you to make a decision immediately. And he just fails to do that, right? Because he catches it, and he's like he's a thinker in basketball, which is a good thing most of the time. But he's like catching it, and then he's just like, who's open? And nobody's open, or pump fake, and then like drive and try to make this difficult pass. Like, dribble, shoot, or drive immediately. Just don't think about it, man. He's thinking about it too much.
Considering how much the Cavs are disrespecting him and other guys like DeMarre Carroll and whatnot, look at the space.
You gotta be taking that personally, man.
Shoot the damn ball.
Yeah,
just wide open.
You have to get to the point where, like, I'm just going to shoot it, and it's going to go in. And, like, they're leaving you open, and they're like, okay, we'll just close out on him. Because they don't fear you, and they don't have, like, they don't think your team has faith in you to make the shot. Like, you just, eventually, you're just going to have to, like, pull the trigger every time until they actually respect you. Even if you miss, right, your credibility throughout the season is going to back you up to say, like, this guy is, like, eventually it's going to start going in. Right? And he's like not losing confidence in it, but he's just like not using it as his primary weapon on offense when that's like what they have him on the squad to do.
Yeah, to basically help with spacing and play defense. And by helping with spacing, he's got to shoot the rock.
Yeah, just
shoot. I don't understand for the life of me, man, why he's. For example, in the first quarter, that travel that he had, I don't know what the hell that was.
Yeah,
I don't know
if
that
travel.
Was a Soul Train dance move from back in the day, or what the hell that was, man. That was god awful.
Oh man, the travel. Ugh. He looked okay on defense, at least.
Yeah, he's always solid on defense because he's one of those max effort guys that moves his feet, keeps his guy in front of him. Like, if you can do those two things, you're generally going to be a decent defender in basketball. Plain and simple.
All right, so he was okay on D.
What do you do with DeMarre Carroll?
I don't even know, man. I honestly don't know. Like, it even... When you asked me that originally, I'm like, when did he even play? Like, he only played, like, 15 minutes. And he hit one
three.
Too much. And he hit 1-3. That's it.
And the rebounds he got, I feel like a lot of people could have got, man.
But he hit the one...
They were right at him.
Yeah, like, they landed in his hands, and the 1-3 was the only shot that he took in the entire game. Like, what is
it? Nicest guy will always talk to you. Extremely nice guy. Very good in the community. Swag. Off the charts, man. The guy's dress code is awesome. Sunken cost for the Raptors now. They got to figure something out in the offseason. This is a huge offseason topic, but he's not giving this team anything. He's done. I think his body's just done and he's done. And he has no place in a series like this either. Him and JV need to sit on the bench.
I think maybe you can play him off the bench, like the backup small forward. And PJ would just be the starting small forward.
You know the closeout minutes that DeLon Wright and other guys get in a blowout or at the closeout of a half? Those are now his minutes. Nothing more.
Right.
You can't. Yeah. Seriously, he's too much of a liability now.
Yeah, man. For him, for Damari Carroll, I haven't been able to form an opinion on him because people are always so down on him, but then there are some games where he's like pretty effective. But then I think about, you know, if you're a washed up, or not even washed up, but just like if you're an aging player, right, that's usually how your career goes. Like, most days it's kind of like meh to bad, and then there's some days where you just like bang home 5 threes and like nobody can guard you. And he's at that point right now. Right, so I don't know, he's just on the decline, man. He's getting old.
For me, I don't give a damn about those regular season games that are essentially meaningless when you compare them to playoff basketball because the styles are so different.
Mm-hmm.
In situations like this, he just can't play. It's nothing personal. I don't care about your regular season pass games. The intensity is just too high. The game's too fast. Everything is just a step above, and it's quite frankly a step above him.
Oh, man.
It is right now. I mean, dude.
The Flames take.
Yeah, but look at the matchups. Look at who he's guarding. He has to guard either LeBron. I think Richard Jefferson could eat his food too right now.
Oh, like it's not good.
It's not good.
Mm. Yeah, man. I'm lost. I'm a miss for him.
Well, think about everything he does well and how much it's been basically mitigated because of his body breaking down and his age.
Mm-hmm.
Switchability, shooting the three, eliminating guys on the baseline. Like he used to hedge guys on the baseline hard. Now, it's a free pass. It usually results in a layup, to be honest.
Wow, the demise of Damari Carroll, man.
It's sad because he was awesome in Atlanta.
He was awesome in Atlanta, and I think we all wanted Atlanta Carroll, but we all knew eventually like the contract was going to be a bad contract, right? Like when we signed him, it was like $15 million, and then you know $50 million over 4 years. But he was like 29 when he signed that contract. When the year, how old is he right now? Like
I think he's 31,
right? So
I know Lowry's the oldest guy on the team.
Yeah, he's 30 right now, and he's going to turn 31 in July. So you know. He's on the decline. He's a long dude, has an injury history, small forward. I mean, eventually, if he was just like a sniper from three, like you should really just focus on just being an absolute sniper from three, because then that would bring back a lot of his playability, and that would just make him amazing off the bench.
He told me he wants to be the Black Kyle Korver. Mm-hmm. That's been one of his goals for a long time, and he told me he wanted to shoot over 40% from three. So obviously that's in the cards for him, and that's a goal for him, but... Right.
100%.
100% today. He is what he is.
100% today, baby.
100%. Eternal optimist.
100% today, baby. He's on his way. Oh man.
I have no comments for that.
All right. Okay. There's a positive. Another positive thing is Lowry pressed the bench, like that Lowry Kojo Powell. Ibaka, I think it's also Tupat. Real good. Like, that's a seriously good squad. I think, no, it's...
Why?
What? The Powell's on that squad, man. And no JV. Powell and no JV. It's amazing.
I can't wait to look at the pace after that they play at in comparison to that starting five.
So fast.
They're so much faster.
And like that's something that the Cavs like really, really, really struggle with is transition D, dude. The transition defense.
Yes.
Is so JV is slow. I mean, he also slows down the pace of the regular squad. So and you're not getting that many. I haven't seen JV get a lob in like 5 games.
What's that?
It's a lob. A lob, like a lob pass.
Yeah. What is that?
For a dunk, I thought
those
maybe?
Were kind of extinct in Toronto.
For a dunk, yeah, man. Like DeMar hasn't gotten a lob, Ibaka. Nobody gets lob passes.
Nobody really slashes to the cup.
That's an issue. Norman. Yeah, except for Norm. But Norman's getting those like two, like he's a 2 foot jumper like Richard Jefferson, where he jumps off 2 feet, which is weird. Yeah. But then to that Lowry plus the bench is the Lowry plus the bench killed LeBron at the bench. LeBron versus with the bench lineup, which is amazing if you think about it.
It's because that lineup is old and slow. All they want to do is bump screen and jack up triples, which works because when we saw when they hit a couple threes, it's a momentum changer. Mm-hmm. They know when they get out there, LeBron's going to do most of the work. As long as they make their open shots, that's all they need to do.
Yeah.
That's so, it.
But when you have that Lowry plus the bench, it's like the speed to cover up those three-point shooters is evident, right? So, yeah, a lot of switches, but, you know, I'd rather take a Lowry, take a LeBron post-up for two than Kyle Korver for three or Channing Frye for three, you know, so.
I agree. Consider this, though. Channing Frye, Deron Williams, Kyle Korver. They combined for 15 shots tonight. 9 of those shots were from three.
Yeah, it's from deep.
Like I said, they don't give a damn. They're out there to just shoot triples, strictly triples. For the Raptors, I don't understand why. I'd be hugging the perimeter to the point where, you know what, if LeBron wants to go dunk it, that's fine.
Yeah, like,
the threes are what's going to kill us.
Make LeBron average like 40 a game, man, because just like make sure nobody else gets a shot off. And they're doing these closeouts where they're doing like these super like these soft closeouts, so they kind of like jog out to put their hand on like car close. Make those guys drivers. Like Channing Frye doesn't want to drive to the rim to try to pull up a layup, you know.
Not a chance.
Kyle Korver is not trying to dunk the ball. Like these guys are specifically on the court to shoot threes, so make them a driver, man. This is when they're turning over the ball because they got to dribble, look for somebody to pass to because they're not challenging Ibaka at the rim. Right, so that's how you're going to be able to generate turnovers, get some steals, get some transition going. You got to think like that. I don't know why they're not, like, sprint to those guys on the perimeter. Get your hands up. Obviously, don't jump. Do not jump. Just get your hands up and make them shoot over you or drive the ball.
What's so frustrating about to watch, too, is to go back to Dwayne Casey being in Dallas. He obviously played with Dirk Nowitzki. Or, sorry, Coach Dirk Nowitzki.
Mm-hmm.
Dirk is a guy that's known for not taking a lot of dribbles, but putting up a shit ton of points.
Right.
Like an unbelievable amount. You look at what Korver, Channing Frye, not so much Deron Williams, but Korver and Frye, I bet you if you track their dribbles in the game, so little. So they maybe just want to get to their spot, set up, and shoot. Knowing that, run right at them and move them off that spot.
Yeah.
I know it sounds really simple, but
it is that simple, but it is that simple sometimes. Like, it's not always something super complex, right? Like, it can be as simple as, like, we're closing out harder on shooters. Or we're just gonna stay home on shooters and pick and roll, right? Like, that's what the Thunder did against the Rockets. And, like, James Harden, like, kind of struggled with that. Like, instead of, like, they just guarded the two, like, the two-man game was guarded by two defenders. And they're just like, yeah, you're not gonna be able to shoot threes. You either have to throw the lob or try and get to the rim somehow. And if that pick and roll is with Ibaka at the five instead of JV, you can actually kind of do that.
Yeah, you can. To be honest, you can.
Right? Like, that shuts down the lob to Tristan Thompson, and then, like, PJ Tucker is still right there on LeBron's hip, or he's on LeBron's side, right? And then it's going to be harder to finish at the rim. You just... Ibaka at the five just makes too much sense for it to not happen.
It has to happen. It has to be what they stick with. If they're going to win the series, they have to shorten the bench now. Just shorten the entire roster, to be honest. Casey's got to be a little more cutthroat.
Like,
it's the only way, man. It's the only way. Because the problem tonight is people are going to quickly point to, you know, the Raptors had 39 made field goals. Oh, the Cavs had 39 made field goals, too. Free throws and threes. The numbers are a little bit skewed when you look in the fourth. Like, the fourth quarter was a gong show. The Raptors got a lot of garbage there, and it skewed the box score.
Right.
But before that, man, the Cavs literally, I want to say, had easy an extra 20 points just from threes and free throws.
Right. Yeah, and the free throw thing, if you want to foul somebody, you can foul LeBron, dude. LeBron is not a good free throw shooter this year. He's been shooting like 67%.
Right. What's so cool with that?
So if he's going to the rack, foul him, right? The 67% is that's better for free throw. Like, he shoots less than that. You think it's probably in the high 50s, maybe low 60s at the rim this year. Probably mid to high 50s. So just foul him, man. 66 or 67% from the line, I'd rather foul him.
I'm in that boat.
I think, you know, that's, but that's, you know, doing things at the margins. You know, that's shaving probably like 5 points a game from him.
And that would help a lot. Love and Kyrie weren't that great tonight. They're 12 of 29 combined. That's nothing to brag about. They were just average, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yes, Kevin Love hit some triples. Kyrie had a little drive here, but they were nothing great tonight. Yeah. If they would have played the Warriors tonight with that type of game or a better team than the Raptors, they would have got spanked.
Yeah, they would have lost. And even, you know, Jarrett Smith only had 6 points, man. You only hit two triples, and that's it. So there are times where the Raptors, I can see them winning games. I can see them winning game two. Dwayne Casey's going to have to make some coaching changes. Hopefully,
what are those changes, though? What are those changes? I want to hear what you think those changes are.
No, I'm serious. No JV. Like, I actually want 0 minutes for JV. Play Poeltl instead. Okay, I don't know if he's... Poeltl's a rookie. Norman Powell was a rookie last year. Okay? Rookies can still perform.
Right.
No JV. Anytime LeBron is at the four, Powell has to be in the game. Like, a must. Like, as soon as that happens, you see Kevin Love getting off the court, Norman Powell should be at the table getting dressed to get into the game. DeLon Wright should be playing a little bit more. I don't know when exactly, but he should be playing more than, like, 7 minutes. Carroll, he's only playing 15 minutes. He only played 15 minutes today. Maybe, like, bring that down to 10, and he can give a little bit more to DeLon Wright.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's it. Like, no JV, dude. None. Like, I seriously want no JV. Any minutes JV should be getting should be going to Poeltl or Ibaka. Or Tupat. And Tupat at one to shoot the ball.
Yeah. Tupat, shoot the rock. JV on the bench. Carroll, limited minutes. Whatever minutes that you're going to give him, those now belong to Norman Powell and DeLon Wright. DeLon Wright needs to play more because he's flexible in terms of what he can switch on. He's long. He can pass the ball. In case they haven't noticed, you need ball handlers.
You need ball handlers against this Cavs team, man. You need somebody, like,
yes.
As soon as that ball swings, like, somebody catches it and they're moving, they're passing it, dribbling it, or shooting it. Okay? You got to think Golden State Warriors when you're playing against the Cavs.
Thank you. And I was just about to say, if you're the Raptors, shorten the bench and shorten who you play. If somebody's playing bad, I don't care if it's DeMar DeRozan or Kyle Lowry, you got to pull them out. You got to play with speed, you got to push the ball. If you're not going to shoot the three, get to the cup. You just got to put some pressure back on the Cavs here. You know how they're going to play. You know they're going to hard blitz. And I'm talking hard blitz on Lowry and DeRozan to get the ball out of their hands. That's fine. Yeah, but if you push the pace, you get some easy buckets.
Yeah, they're terrible in transition. They're terrible in transition.
So they're terrible in deep period. They don't give a damn about deep.
Yeah,
period.
Like if those, tonight. Those doubles, this is why we want DeLon Wright or Powell. Is like when those doubles come and Powell and or DeLon Wright get the ball, they're going to the basket, especially if you're Norman Powell. You're going to the basket, like, hard body. He's trying to dunk on fools there. Right? And he's got that three. Like, he's a legit 3-and-D player. Like, how is he only getting 20 minutes, man?
think about this, too. Most of the time when it's Lowry DeRozan with the ball, it's usually LeBron or J.R. Smith coming over to help to make sure the ball gets out of those guys' hands.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're talking that the matchup could be possibly DeLon Wright against Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
Depending on who's on the floor, it's tough to say. But either way, he's going to get somebody that's not LeBron more often than not, meaning he can break that guy down. And when you break that guy down in one-on-one, you're going to get guys slashing in, open looks on the perimeter. You're just going to get the Cavs D out of sorts. And that's saying something because that D's already bad enough. So imagine what it looks like then.
Oh, man, exactly. All right, man. This is a therapeutic.
A little bit. I mean, all right, here. I'll leave you with this. I'll leave everyone with this, actually.
Okay.
So the Raptors, they got a lot of double-digit losses in the playoffs. 10 of their last 12 playoff losses have been by double digits. They're 7-2 after those games.
Yeah. Well,
Well,
the series doesn't start until you win a game on the road, right? So
the and Raptors, that is never more true than against LeBron.
Right.
Get this with LeBron.
Okay.
LeBron is 18-0 in best of sevens when his team takes a 2-0 lead.
Right. Exactly. And plus the Raptors need the split, you know, to seize home court advantage. And you know, it needs, I mean, you have to win a road game eventually, as especially when you're the underdog. So there's just like, there's no way around it. They have to win game two. There is a silver lining to game one, even though that they kind of got thrashed.
I know Casey said he doesn't want to use the word they got dominated.
They got crushed. They got crushed, man. For the majority of the game, they got crushed. But there were parts where I'm like, yeah, man, they totally can hang with this team, right? So we saw the parts that worked, right? We're gonna, you know, if you're a religious person, you're gonna pray, you know, and if you're not a religious person, you're gonna go wish on a star, okay? And you're gonna be like, please, 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 Dwayne Casey, do not play JV anymore, and that's all you're gonna have to ask for. I'm serious. If they just don't play JV, this team will actually, like, seriously pose a chance or pose a threat to the Cavs. And that's all they need. That's all you need, man.
For what it's worth, Vegas had tonight's game at Cavs favored by 6.5 points. Mm-hmm. Wednesday's game, they're favored by 7.5. So a full point increase. Not necessarily saying it's a blowout, but if you want to go off the past scores, again, just to remind everybody, mm-hmm. last year and now this year, the Raptors have lost by 31, 19, 38, and 11 points in Cleveland. I'm not telling you to bet the Cavs.
However, you just gave me two conflicting like records, you know. Like,
well, I can't. I mean, we're not a gambling podcast here. I can't be thrown out, you know.
Right, but you're like 7-2.
Can't be throwing out picks.
You're like 7-2 in game two, and then like, and then after that, you're just like LeBron. If LeBron wins game two, then he always wins the series. But then you're after is like. After that, you said, like, you know, the Raptors always lose in Cleveland. Hey, like, what are you telling me?
I'm going to give you both sides of the fence, but I'm not going to tell you where to place your money, you know?
Okay.
This is just investing advice.
Okay.
Take it as you may with the statistics here, but, you know.
All right, man. Damn. We'll be back in game two. We'll be back, man.
Hold on. What's your prediction for game two?
We're going to win game two. Wait. If JV is in the starting lineup, we're gonna lose.
Disclaimer alert.
If JV's in the starting lineup, we're gonna lose. But if he's not, we're gonna win. And that's it. That's all it hinges on. If he's in the starting lineup, yes or no? Yes, we're gonna lose. No, we're gonna win. That's it.
Cavs are winning. And I hate to be the pessimist, but when have we seen Casey make a monstrous adjustment like that? Inserting Norman Powell last series was a no-brainer, and that was considered a massive step. I mean, do you really think he's going to take JV out? Seriously.
Yes.
What's your confidence level? Yes? Oh, yes. You're 100% confident he's going to?
Not 100%, but I'm more than 50% sure that he would take JV out in the lineup. Like, he just hasn't worked. He hasn't worked in last series. He didn't work this game. He didn't work against the Cavs last year. Like, it doesn't work. Usually in game ones, like, coaches want to play their vanilla lineup to see how it works before they have to make adjustments, right? So we saw the vanilla lineup. We saw him fall behind, but then we saw when Lowry in the bench, Lowry with, you know, Powell just himself, Powell on the court, you know, Serge Ibaka at the five, and like, that's when they were making the comebacks. That's when they were going on runs. So if you're going to maximize that, you need to play less JV. Preferably no JV. That's my spiel. I don't know if there's a message from today. No more JV. No more Jonas.
I'm sure they got that message. They beat that message.
No more Jonas Valanciunas.
If they don't have that message by now, they probably stopped listening to us about 4 minutes in. Just to be fair, just to call it what it is here.
Okay, man.
All right, man. I'm still gonna stick with the Cavs for game two, okay. Just because. This team has done the same thing over and over and over and over and over, and it's pretty much insanity at this point. So until I see a change, I'm just going to stick with what I know.
All right.
That's LeBron James. Death, taxes, LeBron in the finals. That's pretty much been a guarantee in the last 7 years.
6 years in a row. Trying to make it 7.
Goddamn. All right, guys. As always, you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Tip of the Tower. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes or SoundCloud at Tip of the Tower. Feel free to leave us a review. We love reading your guys' thoughts, comments, any suggestions, even questions. We love it all. You can follow me on Twitter at Crystal Kranitz. You can follow Damar on Twitter at Damar J. Grant. Guys, take care and hopefully I feel better by Wednesday, because tonight was another ass kicking. Buenos noches.
Serge Ibaka at the 5.
Yes. Norm to start.
Later, guys. Later.